Now, do you recall the reports we had on the Science Show a while back from the University of Newcastle in New South Wales of zapping melanomas using cold viruses? It seems that tumours don't like germs, which normally they don't encounter anyway. Well, here's another example, this time from New Zealand and the University of Otago. It's using bacteria. Dr. Alex McClellan.
Well, this was a surgeon, an American surgeon called William Coley, and he found that by observation that some patients that had a fever or a bacterial infection would lose their tumours, and he was particularly interested in sarcomas, and these types of tumours appeared to be susceptible to immune activation, although he didn't know at the time this was immune activation. He was merely making an observation in patients that had especially infections of the skin. And later he deliberately inoculated those patients with bacteria and noticed some remarkable results in remission of those tumours.
So the sarcoma, the tumour that exists separately on the skin, also had another, the skin had another infection that got itself somehow associated with the tumour, and the tumour died.
Yeah, well, these are a range of tumours in bone and in soft tissue. They're structural cells that go wrong and turn into tumours. But if he could excite the immune system by injecting bacteria, then the tumour would get killed almost as a bystander effect. That was the idea.
So normally, of course, these germs don't get into the tumour, do they? They're kept separate somehow.
They are kept separate, but actually William Coley didn't need to inject them directly into the tumour. He produced some effects from introducing the bacteria intravenously or at a separate site, perhaps the bum.
So in through the bum, but it seemed a promising line of research. What happened to it?
Well, it really fell into disrepute when seemingly more effective ways of treating tumours came along, such as chemotherapy and radiation therapy. And because the mechanism was completely up in the air as to the effects of Coley's toxins, which is these unknown quantities of bacteria being injected, they really went out of fashion, although there was some evidence, particularly in the 60s when it was revisited, that they were working.
I see. And so how has it come back now, this particular way of taking germs and putting them near tumours?
Well, the ideas come back from an understanding that you can excite a tumour response using bacterial products that excite the immune system. And as a bystander effect, the tumour can be destroyed. Now, tumours can be recognised by the immune system. They do express a set of antigens that might be in overabundance in the tumour, or they might even be specific for the tumour. And it's a matter of getting the immune system to recognise that. An immune system will normally treat a tumour as self-tissue and will not attack it. So the idea is to turn the body against its tumour and to get it to attack it, and that's done through excitement with bacterial products.
Without making it too complicated a story, my understanding was that most of us have cancer hundreds of times, and each time it happens, the body does indeed recognise that there's a kind of rogue element there and knocks them off, otherwise we wouldn't make old age. Isn't that actually true as well?
That is a feature of the immune system. It has been shown the immune system can recognise tumours, and as you point out, there are many events in our lives where tumours will arise and be destroyed by the immune system. And that's particularly visible when people are on immunosuppressants. They become more susceptible to several types of cancers.
So back to the main story, where you've got a tumour which looks as if it's still you. Now, you inject the germs, and we've heard, in fact, stories from the University of Newcastle in New South Wales, where they inject cold virus into melanoma this time. But the general reaction of stimulating the immune system, what's to stop the immune system being stimulated actually to knock off the germ rather than to knock off the cancer? Because isn't the immune system pretty specific?
Well, within an injection of a microorganism into a patient, there's plenty of material for the immune system to work with. It can destroy the bug or the remnants of the bug, but in the meantime, it will be excited against the tumour. So it won't just be a focused response. It will be a generalised heightened sense of alertness, if you like, of the immune system. It becomes more alert, and the tumour may be more visible to the immune system because of this increased alertness.
It's on general standby. Now, what about this experiment you've just done? What have you got treating what kind of tumour?
We've actually gone back to a crude system. We've tried various bacterial products and microbial products for treating melanoma. But what we found is that whole bacteria appear to be the most successful. With whole bacteria, we excite an immune response against melanoma. And the recent data that's come up in our lab is that the natural killer cell, it's a separate type of lymphocyte, appears to be very important in that response. Most of the work that's been done on melanoma has involved T-cell responses, but what we're finding is that this natural killer cell, which from its name suggests it's involved in killing tumour cells and virus-infected cells, which it is involved in the priming phase. It may be important in the killing of the tumour, but it's also important in directing the T-cells to do their job.
Yeah, so it's our killer cell on our behalf. It's not there to kill us. It's something that's the front line, if you like, of attack.
It will certainly be there to kill us if parts of us turn into tumours. That's one of the ways that the natural killer cell became famous. But what's becoming more apparent about natural killer cells is that they're involved in directing the immune response. They release a lot of growth factors which act on other cell types, and that's what we think is happening at the beginning of this immunotherapy.
From what I can see of your graph, it looks as if it's been bloody successful.
Well, we hope so, but curing tumours in the lab is one thing, and putting it into the clinic is another thing. We have to show that this will work in a human system. We have to involve some human cells and hopefully some patients, and we've got collaborators in Germany that we hope will be interested in setting up some patient studies for us.
So now we have both bacteria and viruses being enlisted as a way to combat cancers. Dr. Alex McClellan at the University of Otago in Dunedin, New Zealand.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.